Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. Rock's not dead. It's hiding. And you found it. Well done. Today we are featuring Ripe Rock. Give it a sniff. That's right. That's new music smell there, buddy. Fresh out of the oven. It's May 2015. And today we've got some great brand new tracks from Armored Saint, Boba Flex, The Dead Daisies, and Hardcore Superstar. Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Loose Cannon. Today I'm flying solo, no Baco. Why? Because I could not wait to get this great new music out to you. For those that are here for the first time, Cobras and Fire is a rock podcast dedicated to sharing new music from bands that have the attitude, hooks, and melody of classic rock bands. Today we're really living up to our name because these songs are from albums that have not been released yet or have just finally been available in the U.S. So, first up is Armored Saint. Now I'm a huge fan of John Bush's vocals from his time in Anthrax. Sound of White Noise, one of my top 20 or 30 albums of all time, but also my favorite Anthrax album. But I never went into the Armored Saint catalog. There was just something that just didn't draw me in. But I heard this song. They have a video out for it. And it's called Win Hands Down. And it's from their upcoming album that's coming out, I believe, in July. I pre-ordered it. And you get three tracks right away. You get the one I'm going to play today, Win Hands Down. You get a song called Mess. And you also get one called with the great title, Exercise in Debauchery. Now, all three of these songs I listened to like an addict on repeat. The song I'm going to play, Win Hands Down, I mean, this could have, you know, whether you're an Armored Saint fan or not, it doesn't matter. If you're an Anthrax fan or just a fan of John Bush's vocals, that alone, this song, just the combination of the guitars, the melody, it could have been on Sound of White Noise or We've Come For You All. Those two albums, I see it fitting the most if you're an Anthrax fan. Yeah, the production is stellar. It's done by Jay Runston, who happens to also been involved in the production or mixing, one of the two, of worship music. So kind of come a little full circle there. He's using a producer that's worked with Anthrax to do Armored Saint. And it's just enough of my chatter. Here is Win Hands Down.
This is an old town, my old buddies. Once it helped me realize
Next up is a band called Hardcore Superstar. First off, great band name. On our past episode, great bands with great band names, boom, absolutely contender here. Now, have you heard of this band? Maybe, maybe not. Are they from the U.S.? Of course they're not. They're a great rock band. They are from Sweden, and they've been around for quite a while. The song that I'm going to feature is called Above the Law, and it's on from an album called Come On, Take On Me. And that sounds a lot like Aha, Take On Me, but no, it is not. This band, this album came out in 2013, so why am I featuring it on a new music episode? I'll tell you why. I don't know if these guys were handcuffed to a contract with their label that meant that they could not release their album on iTunes or have it in physical format or anywhere but Sweden or other countries. But this album finally became available as of about a month ago, tops at iTunes, Spotify, etc. So that is the deal with this band. And but possibly it wasn't an issue with their label. Maybe it's the fact they don't have business sense. I don't know. I'm not that familiar with the situation, but thank God it's available now. I've heard clips of this on YouTube. I've heard this song in other podcasts, and I've been just waiting to get this album. First, this is not a, I like the song Above Law, and I'm going to download it and be done. Uh-uh, no. Get this entire album. It is just chock full of hooks and everything you'd want from just a melodic kick-ass rock. Great choruses, everything. And funny lyrics. I mean, this Above the Law song has the lyric, "My dad, he wanted it all. No one told him you can't break the law," which is just terrible upbringing. Now, listen to the riff, listen to the vocals. This is a gateway drug. I will also say, though, that I do not like their entire catalog. I think that this album in particular, they kind of struck gold, like some bands do that are okay up till one album and then okay after. They have a brand new one out that came out just with the initials of the band. I believe it's just HCSS. That came out just a month or two ago. I've heard it. I'm not going to give it a review on it yet because I haven't given it enough of a fair shake. But again, I'm also comparing it to this album. Anyway, Hardcore Superstar is the band. Come On, Take On Me is the album, and this is Above the Law.
Chase will always be fought to found. Like my dad, I'm on the road.
So now we have the Dead Daisies. Who are the Dead Daisies? Well, they've been on tour with bands such as Kiss for the last 2 years. And I'm not even going to tell you who's in the band because it seems to change on a daily basis. They've had Slash featured on their debut album. They put out an EP with everyone from ex-Guns N' Roses members to... It just goes on and on. If you go to the Wikipedia page, they'll just be... They consider themselves some type of just ongoing musical project. But the reason that I am featuring them today is, you know, up to the song I'm about to play, I've liked them. They've been okay, but there's always been something missing from the mix. I couldn't really put my finger on it, but after hearing their new vocalist for their upcoming album, John Corabi of Motley Crue fame for the Motley Crue 94 album and lead vocalist, obviously, of Union with Bruce Kulick. And he put out a spectacular acoustic album, which he just recorded, I think, at his home, but it still sounds incredible, about a year or two ago. You know, I've always loved his voice. I just think he's an incredible vocalist in the same way that I love John Bush's voice, where it just really doesn't matter what he's singing. It's just incredible. And the track they put out, they must have just kind of rushed it to put something out there. It's a song called Midnight Moses. Now, I am not familiar with this, but apparently it's a cover of some random band in the late 60s, early 70s. But it really doesn't matter. He steps up to the mic, sings the silly lyrics of this cover song, and all you gotta know is if this is a preview of what the new Dead Daisies album is going to sound like, it's going to be fantastic. It's got all the classic elements you want. And again, this is a cover. Think of it of a little bit of a preview and just listen to his voice, which is in fine form. And just strap yourself in because I think the album is coming out in July or August. So here's the Dead Daisies with brand new vocalist John Corabi, and they are currently on tour with Kiss.
Hey! Hey!
All right, listeners, we're going to close out today's quick episode with a brand new track from Boba Flex off their upcoming album, Anything That Moves, coming out in July. Now, it just became available for pre-order yesterday. As soon as I got that update on Facebook, I went, bought it, and it comes with the closing track called Forgiven. Now, Boba Flex, definitely a favorite of Baco and mine. We've featured their music at least twice on previous episodes. And if you're not familiar, check out their album Charlatan's Web, which is great. It's a total of 9 tracks, including an intro as well. But every single song on that album is killer. The one previous to that, which came out in 2011, I believe, is called Hell in My Heart. That one has 16 tracks. I would say 10 out of 16 are solid. Great melodies. Everybody sings in the band. The guitars, just the creativity of this band is just it raises the bar for other bands out there. And they're excellent live as well. They storm the stage like the whole stage is on fire. They're running around like they're on top of hot coals, barefoot, and just a great band. So go out, support them, buy their music, buy a t-shirt from them if you see them live. Now, the song, again, that I'm going to feature is called Forgiven. It's the track that downloads immediately if you pre-order the new album coming out in July. But now this is not a single. And what I mean by that is it's definitely an album closer. That's why I'm picking it to also close out the show. They had a song, kind of a mid-tempo song called Home many years ago. And it kind of reminds me of that, not in the sense that it sounds exactly like it, but just in vibe. It's about 5 minutes long, which is definitely longer than the normal songs too. They're usually a tight three minutes and change. But it builds. It starts out and it sounds like, you know, a pretty solid song, but when it gets to the middle, at about the 3 minute mark, there's this excellent solo bit that kind of transforms the song, takes a different direction. And again, it's a great album closer. Don't think about this. If you're hearing Boba Flex for the first time, this is not exactly how they sound every time, but it is a solid song. It's just not a single, an upbeat, just straight up rock song. So here is Boba Flex with Forgiven off their upcoming album, Anything That Moves. Changing desire. All right, people, that's what you call a Cobras and Fire quickie. We'll be back with full episodes soon with my loyal co-host, Baco. Just wanted to get some new music out to you quick. So, to review, the bands we featured today were Armored Saint with their new song, Win Hands Down, off of an album coming out in July, which is available for pre-order now. Next was Hardcore Superstar with the song Above the Law off of the album Come On, Take On Me, which is finally available on iTunes. We also featured The Dead Daisies with Midnight Moses off of an album that doesn't have a title that I'm aware of yet that comes out this summer. That song is only available to listen to on YouTube currently. But when it becomes available, buy it, buy the album. And lastly, the closer was from Bobaflex off of the upcoming album Anything That Moves, and the track was called Forgiven. So until next episode, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and check out our back episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, and join the discussion at facebook.com/cobrasandfire. Until next time, this is Loose Cannon signing out.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.